The next section I have titled, these are poems about Sri Lanka, about plants and animals and so on. The first one is about a plant called Ateria. Even through the closed windows, it seeps on this Nikini Poya night, a scent so drenching that it drowns the senses. I open the door to the moon-washed garden, such stillness under the golden light of the huge Poya moon, all branches and leaves immobile, searching for Ateria, queen of the night, and find it tangled by the side of the wall, its deep green leaves luminous in the moonlight and covered with delicately curling white-petaled blossoms whose centers support their yellow-tipped stamens. The scent flows from the arched canopy, wave after wave, flooding memory, awakening desire. I raise my hand to touch the tracery of leaves, and a shower of blossoms rains upon me. The ground is covered as with snow, and I remember the words of Asclepiades, that the joys of the love goddess are to be found only among the living, and that we shall all lie as no more than dust and bone in the place of the dead.